Twin car bombs have gone off just outside Syria's national television headquarters in the capital, Damascus. The blasts have caused a massive fire and widespread damage to the building. Two security guards have been reported dead. The Al Akhbariya television channel went off air as a result of the bomb blasts. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says shipping nuclear material abroad is Iran's red line, and Tehran will not allow the shipment of even 1 gram of uranium out of the country. Araghchi's remarks come ahead of the upcoming nuclear talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Scores have been killed in a fresh wave of violence across Iraq. Multiple bomb blasts rocked the cities of Mahmoudiya, Hilla, Diwaniya, Basra and Quds. Officials say the deadliest of the attacks happened in the southern city of Hilla, where back-to-back car bombings targeted a commercial market. U.S. Head forces in Afghanistan have killed two civilians and wounded five others in the northeastern Kunar province. Officials say both of those killed were children. American forces fired a rocket at a house, apparently in response to Taliban militants firing at their base. Nearly 100 Indian pilgrims have been killed in a stampede in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Thousands gathered to attend a religious festival at the Ratangara temple. Most of the victims died in the stampede on a bridge over the Sindh River. The Israeli military says it has discovered an underground tunnel out of the besieged Gaza Strip. The army says the 2.5-kilometer-long structure appears to have been dug recently. In response to the discovery, Tel Aviv has frozen the transfer of all building materials to the Palestinian territory. Vietnamese pay their last respect to former General Army Vo Nguyen Yap, who led the Asian nation to victory over both France and later the United States. Yap died on October the 4th at the age of 102. His body was buried in the province of Quang Binh following the state funeral at the capital Hanoi. In Russia, protesters clashed with police in a southern Moscow district. They demanded justice after a young local resident was stabbed to death by a migrant last week. Some 200 people have been arrested for violating a public order. Russia's top investigative agency is investigating the killing.